ತ್ರಿಲವ್ಯ ಕುಮಾರಿದಾನ ಪರಮಾಕುಮಾರ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಜಗನ್ಮಂಗಲಮಂಗಲಾಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್
ಈವನಿಂಗ್
ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ we've been speaking about this topic of bhajan separation and how the emotion known as viklambha, the separation, is the essence of our spiritual life. Our first night we spoke something about atma krandam, crying of the soul. And how when a living entity after many, many births comes to the point of wondering, who am I? And who is God? And begins to cry. That's the real beginning of the spiritual life. And then from that crying, one gets
guru.
We spoke about that on the second night. And last night we spoke about separation from the guru. So tonight we'd like to speak something which is a very, very esoteric topic. Frankly speaking, I'm not qualified to speak about this. And I seriously doubt how many of you are qualified to hear. But this is a topic I've heard from my spiritual master. And it's an important topic, even though it's over our head, it's an important topic to hear. I don't know how much you understand. But don't worry, just sit and listen. And if after hearing this you have some appreciation for the deep and esoteric nature of the teachings of Krishna consciousness, then I'll be very happy. So these feelings of separation that we have here in the material world, these are a perverted reflection of those similar feelings which go on in the spiritual
world.
This was Devaki Mataji's question yesterday. What are the other feelings of separation from the spiritual world? The spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan, it's a world of love. That love there moves like the flow of a river. You can call it Prema Dhara.
That
divine river of love has two banks. Just like any mundane river requires two banks for the river to flow properly. So these two banks, technically they're called Viklambha Tatta.
Mm-hmm. Tehnicky vagyunk a nyelvbe, tata.
And sambog tata.
Sambog tata.
Tata means a bank.
Tata reiškia krantą.
Vipalamba means separation.
Vipalamba reiškia išsiskyrimas.
Another word for it is viraha.
Kitas žodis tam yra viraha.
The word Vipalamba has been defined by Jiva Goswami in his Pratisangarbha.
Jiva Goswami aprašė Vipalamba.
Vipra, that which is attained, lamba, something from a distance.
Vipra yra tai, kas yra pasiekiama, lamba yra kažkas, kas yra tolumoje.
And sambog means union.
O sambog reiškia sąjunga.
And it refers to the bhoga, the pleasure, which the divine couple get by coming together.
Ir ką jaučia dieviškoji pora susitikusi.
So, both of these feelings have to be there for the river of love to flow properly.
Taigi tam, kad ta meilė super tinkamai tekėtų, turi būti abu šie jausmai.
Both separation and union have to be there.
Tiek išsiskyrimas, tiek sąjunga.
My revered spiritual master, when he spoke about this subject, he said that if there were only union, then love would die an untimely death.
Mano gerbiamas dvasinis mokytas kalbėdamas apie tai sakė, kad jeigu bus tik tai sąjunga, tai meilė numirs nelaiku.
The two of them enhance each other.
Vienas kitą papildo.
And to understand them is a very, very big subject matter.
Ir kad tą suprasti to savo jausmus yra labai išaukštintas dalykas.
We want to give you a brief basic understanding of what Vipalamba is in the spiritual world.
Mes norime suteikti jums tokį bendrą supratimą apie tai, kas yra Vipalamba išsiskyrimas dvasiniame pasaulyje.
And then I'm hoping to be able to explain how these feelings of separation in the spiritual world are very relevant in each and every one of us in our personal spiritual life.
Ir toliau norėčiau pasakyti, kaip tas išsiskyrimas yra labai svarbus mūsų asmeniniame gyvenime.
Rupa Goswami, he said, there are four different types of separation.
Rupa Goswami sakė, kad yra keturi skirtingi išsiskyrimo tipai.
These are known as Purvarag, Man, Prima Vaichitya, and Prabhas. So, these four things, the first one, Purvarag. Purva means previous, prior.
Purvarag, purva reiškia prieš tai einantis.
It refers to the feelings of separation that the divine couple have even before they've met.
Tai kalba apie susitikimo jausmą, kurį dieviškoji pora jaučia dar prieš susitikimą.
Sometimes we give some mundane analogies to help us understand these things.
Kartais mes duodame tokių pasaulietiškų pavyzdžių, kad suprastume maždaug, ką tai reiškia.
And we can do that in one sense because the love in this material world is a perverted reflection of the love in the spiritual world.
Ir iš dalies mes tą galime daryti, kadangi meilė materialiame pasaulyje tai yra tiesiog iškreiptas atspindys meilės dvasiniame pasaulyje.
At the same time, our acharyas have described that there are no mundane analogies that you can give to really describe these things.
Tačiau yra sakoma, kad nėra tokių pasaulietiškų analogijų, pavyzdžių, kurie galėtų apibūdinti.
We could call Purvarag love at first sight.
Purvarag mes galėtume vadinti meilė iš pirmo žvilgsnio.
Just like a young boy and a young girl, they see each other in the hallway in school. God, they feel like their heart has been struck by an arrow. And maybe they've never talked. They don't even know each other's names. But the boy is just hoping, well, I'll be able to see her again. And the girl is standing in the hallway of the school with her locker door open for an extra 20 minutes just in case the boy happens to come walking by.
O ta mergina stovi prie savo spintelės 20 minučių atidarytas vien tik tai tam, kad gal tas vaikinas praeis pro šalį netyčia.
That's a perverted reflection of understanding of Purva.
Tai iškreiptas atspindys.
Man is a very extraordinary type of separation. It's a second type of separation called man.
Man yra antroji išsiskyrimo rūšis.
Man is when the lover exhibits sulky contrariness to the beloved. Contrariness. The mood of being contrary.
Jaučia tokį prieštaringą jausmą kitai pusiai.
Well, it's when the usually the lady, sometimes a man, becomes angry with the other one.
Čia man tai dažniausiai moteriška lytis supyksta, kartais ir vyriška, supyksta ant kitos pusės.
And due to that anger, there's some separation.
Ir dėl to pykčio atsiranda išsiskyrimas.
So, there are two types of man. Man with a cause, anger with a cause, and anger without a cause.
Ir yra dvi man rūšis, reiškia pyktis su priežastimi ir pyktis be priežastimi.
Are any of the men here married?
Ar yra čia vedusi vyriškis?
Anyway, those men who may be watching on the internet who are married, they know that sometimes the wife becomes angry without a cause.
Galbūt yra vyriškių, kurie žiūri internetą, turbūt žino, ir pas nevedusi vyriškių, ir turbūt žino, kad žmona kartais supyksta be priežasties.
Jūs
turite tą teisę.
That's something those of you who are going to be married, you have to look forward to.
O tie, kurie dar nevedė, tai turėtume plaukti pasitikėti.
The third type of separation is called prema vaicitya.
Trečias išsiskyrimo tipas yra prema vaicitya.
Prema vaicitya is a very, very extraordinary feeling.
Prema vaicitya yra labai nepaprastas jausmas.
Prema vaicitya is when the lover and the beloved are together, but they're feeling separation.
Prema vaicitya tai kai mylimasis, mylimieji yra kartu, bet jie jaučia išsiskyrimą.
We could also maybe have an understanding of this in a material example.
Turime ir materialų tam pavyzdį.
Maybe a boy and a girl, they go together to see a movie and they're sitting next to each other in the movie.
Pavyzdžiui, jaunuolis su mergina nueina į filmą, į kino teatrą ir kartu žiūri filmą.
Maybe it's a story of Romeo and Juliet.
Galbūt tai Romeo ir Julietos istorija.
Which has a very tragic ending.
And
so although they're sitting right next to each other when they're watching this movie, they may feel separation.
Oh.
The fourth type of separation is called krabas, which means from a distance.
Ketvirtasis išsiskyrimo tipas tai krabas, tai yra kada jie yra toli vienas.
There are two types of prabhas called dura prabhas and sudura prabhas.
Yra du prabhas tipai.
Dura prabhas and sudura prabhas. Dura prabhas is when the beloved goes, when Krishna goes to herd the cows in the forest.
Dura prabhas, kai Krishna, pavyzdžiui, nueina ganyti karves į mišką.
And the gopis, they don't see him for some hours.
Ir gopis jo nemato keletą valandų.
But later on he returns.
Bet po kiek laiko jis sugrįžta.
Sudura prabhas is when Krishna goes to dvarka.
O sudura prabhas, tai kai Krishna išeina į dvarką.
When the girl and her husband, when the husband is living in Lithuania and then he gets a job in America and he goes to America for 6 months.
Arba jeigu vyriškis turi, reiškia gyvena Lietuvoje, bet gauna darbą Amerikoje išvyksta pusei metų.
So these are four different types of separation.
Tokie yra keturi išsiskyrimo tipai.
I'd like to go over all four of them again, giving some spiritual examples.
Ir norėčiau visus juos apie visus juos pakalbėti.
Rupa Goswami describes Purvarag in one story.
Rupa Goswami in one story describes Purvarag.
He says that Krishna had always been hearing about this very beautiful daughter of Maharaj Vrishabha.
Jis sako, kad Krišna visuomet dažnai labai girdėjo istoriją apie labai gražią Vrishabhanu dukterį.
On her side, Srimati Radharani had always been hearing about the very mischievous and beautiful son of Maharaj Nanda.
O Srimati Radharani girdėjo apie labai tokį išdykusį Maharaja Nanda sūnų.
One day, Radharani, she made a garland for Krishna.
Vieną dieną Radharani pagamino Krishna girlandą.
The garland was made out of a special kind of flower called a champaka flower.
Ir jinai buvo suverta iš tokios ypatingos rūšies gėlių champak gėlių.
It said that the champak flower is very, very fragrant, very nice.
Champak gėlės yra labai kvapnios, labai gražios.
We have a champak tree right in front of our house in Bhubaneswar. So Radharani, she gave that to one of her friends, and her friend gave that flower to Mother Mangala, Krishna's
woman.
The Mother Mangala, he took that garland and he put it on Krishna, on Krishna's neck. And he said, this garland, this came from Radharani.
Ir pasakė, kad ši gėlanda yra nuo Radharani.
So Krishna hadn't yet met Radharani.
Krishna dar nebuvo sutikęs jo.
But he'd seen her sometimes.
Bet kartais matė keletą kartų.
And he'd fallen madly in love with her.
Ir jau beprotiškai įsimylėjo.
And when Madhu Mangal put that garland around his neck,
ir kai Madhu Mangal uždėjo tą gėlandą jam ant kaklo,
of champak flowers.
Champak gėlės.
Champak flowers, they have a very beautiful golden complexion.
Tos gėlės turi tokias labai, yra labai gražios aukštos spalvos.
One of Radharani's names is Champak Varni Radha. Radharani has a color, she's a color of a champak flower.
Vienas iš Radharani's vardų yra Champak Varni Radha. Varni Radha yra.
So when that garland was put around Krishna's neck, Krishna became stunned in ecstasy.
Ir kai tą gėlandą uždėjo ant Krishnos kaklo, jis tiesiog apstulbo iš ekstazės.
And he thought, just as this garland is embracing my chest, so I wish that the beautiful daughter of Maharaj Vrishabhanu would also embrace my chest.
Jisai pagalvo, kaip va šita gėlanda apkabina mano krūtinę, lygiai taip pat norėčiau, kad ir ta duktė apkabintų mane.
So those are feelings of separation, which are known as purva rag viraha. Man is a very big subject. Sometimes Krishna agrees to meet Srimati Radharani in a kunj. And they make a time when they're going to meet. But then, on his way to that meeting, Krishna meets one of the messengers of Radharani's so-called competitor, Chandravan.
But pakeliui Krishna sutinka taip vadinama varžovė.
Chandravali's foremost friends are named Saibya and Bhadra. And when Krishna sees them, he becomes stunned in ecstasy. And they take him by the hand and they bring him to Chandravali's kunj.
Ir jos jį pamatė, paėmė už rankos ir atvedė į Chandravali kunju.
Why does he become stunned in ecstasy?
Kodėl jis apstulsta iš ekstazės?
Because those gopis look something like Radharani.
Nes tos gopis atrodo šiek tiek panašios į Radharani.
Krishna only belongs to Radharani.
O Krishna priklauso tik Radharani.
But so he's there in the kunj with Chandravali.
Bet jisai yra prie kunjos su Chandravali.
And meanwhile, Radharani is waiting and waiting and waiting. Krishna's not coming.
Radharani tuo metu laukia ir laukia, bet Krishna neateina.
Finally, she tells her companion, Vishaka, my dear Vishaka, why my prana not the Lord of my life, Krishna, he's not coming.
Tada Ragnarani sako savo draugei, sakė, kodėl tas mano gyvenimo viešpats neateina?
Please go and find him.
Eik ir surask jį.
Please, so Vishaka goes looking for Krishna.
Ir Vishaka išėjo ieškoti Krishna.
And she happens to go by the place known as Sakhi Stali.
Ir ji praėjo pro tokią vietą vadinamą Sakhi Stali.
Which is where Chandravali's camp is.
Kur yra Chandravali's stovyklavietė.
And she looks there through the trees and she says, hey, where's the son of Maharaj Nanda?
Ir ji pasižiūri ir pro medžius pamato, kad ten yra Maharaja Nanda.
That rascal.
Yes.
He's enjoying himself with some other ladies. And my Priya Sakhi Radha, she's suffering in separation from him. Very, very bad. So Vishaka takes a leaf off the tree and she writes a little note.
Ir Vishaka nuskina nuo medžio lapą ir užrašo raštelį.
Rascal, how you're making my Priya Sakhi Radha cry?
Niekša, kaip tu priverti mano Radha neverti?
She throws that leaf into the crow and she goes back to see Radha Radha.
Išmeta tą lapelį kūrį ir nueina atgal pas Radha Radha.
And she tells Radharani, Krishna's there in the kunj of Chandravali. So then Radharani exhibits her mood known as maan, loving sulky anger. You tell that lumpata, that debauchee, he's not allowed in my kunj again.
Pasakykite tam, kad jisai į mano kūną daugiau nebeiti, jau negalima tam.
And she tells her girlfriends, from now on, I'll not look at anything black.
Ir pasako savo draugiam, kad nuo dabar aš nežiūrėsiu į nieką, kas yra juodos spalvos.
Black is very bad.
Juoda spalva yra labai blogai.
Black men are very, very bad.
O juodi vyrai yra labai blogai.
They said that right around you, the sky is black.
Medžio sako, bet jį pragranė, pažiūrėk, dangus yra juodas.
I'll not go out at night.
Aš niekur neįsiu naktį.
But your hair is black.
Bet tavo plaukai juodi.
I'll dye it blonde.
Aš darysiu juos šviesiai.
But the Jamuna, when you go and take bath in the Jamuna, the Jamuna is blackish.
Bet Jamuna supa yra juoda, kai jis ten maudytis.
I'll not take bath there again.
Aš daugiau ten nebesimaudysiu.
Black is very, very bad.
Juoda spalva yra labai labai blogai.
I'll not see anything black.
Nieko nematysi, nežiūrėsi į juodą spalvą.
So meanwhile, Krishna is in the kunj with Chandravali.
Tuo metu Krishna yra kunj su Chandravali.
And after some hours, it's maybe 3-4 o'clock in the morning, almost the entire night has gone by.
Ir praėjus beveik visą naktis, jau dabar trečia, ketvirta valanda ryto maždaug.
Krishna sees some leaf on the ground.
Ir ant žemės Krishna pamato kažkokį lapelį.
And he picks it up and he reads this message. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Ir tai pakelia ir perskaito tą žinutę parašytą. Dabar sako, aš tikrai patekau į bėdą.
And he says, Chandrava, did you hear that sound?
Sako, Chandrava, ar girdėjai tą garsą?
I think some demon has come to Braj. I have to go and defend the Brajvasis.
Aš manau, kad kažkoks demonas atėjo į Braj. Aš turiu eiti ir apginti Brajvasis.
And Krishna runs to the kunj of Radharani.
Ir Krishna nubėga į Radharani's kunj.
He doesn't take time to take a bath.
Jis nesiprausia.
And so when he arrives there, he has lipstick from Chandravali on his cheek and face.
Ir kai ten ateina, aišku, ant jo veido yra lūpų dažų.
Mascara and bite marks and his hair is all a mess.
Plaukai susivėlė, įkandimų žymė.
And he comes to Radharani's kunj in that condition. When he arrives there, Lalita and Vishaka are standing like two guards at the doorway of the entrance of the kunj. Where are you going? Entrance forbidden, pravesh
nishe.
I must see Radharani.
Aš turiu pamatyti Radharani.
And the gopis, they look at him.
Gopis,
you're coming here with a lipstick and bite marks, love marks from some other gopi, you have no shame.
Ar tau negėda atėti su lūpdažiu ant veido, su įkandimų žemėmis iš matytų vokų? Ir nori va tokiam toks pamatyti
Radharani?
Neleisim savęs vidun.
Krishna tries in many different ways to convince him that they won't allow him.
Ir Krishna bando jas įtikinti tokiais būdais, kad jos jau neleidžia.
So then Krishna goes to speak to Vrindadevi.
Tada Krishna eina pakalbėti su Brindadevi.
Oh, Vrindadevi, what can I do? I've committed a terrible offense.
Brindadevi, ką man daryti? Aš padariau labai didelį įžeidimą.
And Krishna explained everything to Brindadevi.
Ir jis viską jai paaiškina.
And Vrindadevi, she said, well, Krishna, you've made a lot of mistakes, you've done a lot of mischievous things before, but this is the worst.
Ir Vrindadevi sako, taip, Krishna, tu anksčiau esi padaręs daug blogų dalykų, bet šitas yra blogiausia, kas gali būti.
Krishna said, what can I do? How can I come back together with Radharani?
Krishna sako, o tai ką man daryti, kaip man vėl susitikti su Radharani?
Sudravi said, this is a very serious situation.
Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi sako, čia yra labai sunki situacija.
If you want to get back to Radharani, back with Radharani, there's one way that's very serious.
Yra tik vienas būdas, jeigu nori sugrįžti pas Radharani, bet jis labai rimtas.
Yes, yes, I'll do it. I'll do anything you tell me. What is it?
Gerai, viską padarysiu, tik pasakyk, ką reikia daryti.
You'll have to shave off your hair and become a sannyasi.
Turi nusiplauti, kad tu sannyasi.
So Krishna, he went to Kailash.
Tada Krishna nuvyko į Kailashą.
And he took sannyas from Lord Shiva.
Ir gavo sannyas iš viešpaties Šivos.
Shaved off his beautiful hair.
Ir nusiskuto savo nuostabius plaukus.
He gave up his golden dhoti.
Ir atsisakė savo auksinę došę.
And he became a sannyasi.
Ir tapo sannyasi.
And he arrived back in Braj.
Vėl grįžo į Bražę.
And he started going from house to house to beg alms.
Ir pradėjo prašyti išmaldos nuo namo prie namo įdomu.
The first place that he went to was the house of Nanda Maharaj.
Ir pirmą namą, kurį nuėjo, tai buvo Nandas Maharaja namas.
And he went and knocked on the door.
Nuėjo pabalo durų duris.
And his mother came.
Ir jo mama išėjo.
And Mother Yashoda couldn't recognize Krishna dressed like this.
Ir motina Yashoda nepažino Krishna, kad jis taip apsirengė.
Krishna said, Bhava Mata Bhagavati Vipshan Dehi. Oh, mother, please, give me some alms.
Krishna sako, o, motina, prašau, duok išmaldos.
Mother Yashoda was looking at this beautiful sannyasi boy, her heart melted.
Ir kai motina Yashoda žiūrėjo tą nuostabų sannyasi berniuką, jos širdis tiesiog sutilpo.
She said, who are your parents? How can you take sannyasi at such a young age?
Jis sako, kas tavo tėvai, kaip tu galėjai priimti sannyasi, kad jis toks jaunas būdavo?
You should become friends with my Kanu.
Turėtum susidraugas su mano Kanu.
Krishna collected some donations from her and left.
Krishna gavo iš jos aukų ir išėjo.
And then he went to the Kunj of Radharani.
Tada nuėjo į Radharani's Kunju.
At this time he went to Radharani's house in Yavat.
Tada nuėjo, tuo metu nuėjo į Radharani's namą Yavat.
And Jatila, Radharani's so-called mother-in-law, answered the door when they met.
Ir Jatila, Radharani's uošvinė, atidarė duris.
And Jatila saw this beautiful sannyasi boy.
Ir kai pamatė tą gražų sannyasi berniuką.
I've never seen such a beautiful sannyasi.
Niekad nemačiau tokio gražaus sannyasi.
What do you want?
Ko tu nori?
Oh ma, I just want to beg some alms.
O, motina, aš noriu tiesiog išmaldos.
O, what would you like? I'll give anything you'd like.
Aš tau duosiu, ko tik tai noriu, pasakyk, ko nori.
Said, no, no, mother, I can't accept anything from you.
Ne, sako, mama, aš nieko iš tavęs negaliu priimti.
I'm a very strict brahmachari.
Esu labai griežtas brahmachari.
And I've taken a vow, I won't take anything from a married lady.
Ir esu davęs įžadą, kad nieko nepriimsiu iš ištekėjusios moters.
I can only take something from that lady who is the most chaste lady in Braj.
Galiu priimti išmaldą tik tai iš pačios skaisčiausios moters Bražai.
And I heard that your daughter-in-law, Radharani, she was the most chaste lady in all of Braj.
Ir aš esu girdėjęs, kad tavo marti Radharani yra
Jatila is always criticizing Krishna, or criticizing Radharani for being unchaste. She was happy to hear that. My Radharani just, yes, certainly she is.
Jai labai patiko, kad išgirsti tokį dalyką. Taip, mano Radharani darybinga, taip, taip.
So she called for Radharani.
Ir ji pakvietė Radharani.
Daughter-in-law, you should go and give some alms to this beggar.
Ateik čia ir duok išmaldą šitam elgetai.
But Radharani was feeling very angry, unhappy because of Krishna's behavior.
Bet Radharani buvo labai pikta dėl Krishnos tokio elgesio.
Mother, I don't feel well. I don't want to go. You can give him some.
Ne, mama, aš nelabai gerai jaučiuosi. Nenoriu niekur eiti. Gal tu galėtum jam kažką duoti?
No, no, you must go. He says he'll only accept from you.
Ne, ne, tu turi ateiti, nes jisai sako, kad priims tik iš tave.
He's a very effulgent-looking sannyasi.
Jis labai rimtas sannyasi.
And if we don't give him something, who knows, he may curse our household.
Ir jeigu mes jam nieko neduosim, tai tada kas žino, gal jis mus prakeiks.
So Radharani said, yes, mother.
Radharani sako, gerai, mama.
So she collected a nice golden plate with some ghee and some rice and flour and vegetables and different things.
Jinai auksinė lėkštė sudėjo ghee, ryžių, daržovių, gėlių.
And she went out to give it to that sannyasi.
Ir nuėjo jam paduoti tam sannyasi.
And she came there with her head covered.
Ir atėjo prisidengusi galvą.
And out of the corner of the eye she could see that sannyasi. Oh, such a beautiful sannyasi.
Ir akies krašteliu pamačiusi tą sannyasi, jinai pagalvojo, koksai gražus.
And Radharani, she held out that plate of offering.
Jinai ištiesė tą lėkštę.
And Krishna said, no, I'll not accept this.
Ne, Krishna sako, aš nepriimsiu to.
This is not what I want.
Aš to nenoriu.
And Radharani said, well, what do you want?
O tai ko tu nori, Radharani klausė?
And Krishna said, I have to tell you, I'm the son of Nanda Maharaj.
Ir Krishna sako, aš turiu tau prisipažinti, kad esu Nanda Maharaj sūnus.
And the only thing that I want from you is your loving anger.
Ir vienintelis dalykas, ko aš tavęs noriu, tai tavo mylinčio pykčio.
And Radharani took that plate of ghee and rice and different things and dumped it on his head. And her anger multiplied. So that pastime is known as mana bhanjana, or the breaking of Radharani's anger.
And šitas tiks vadinasi mana bhanjana arba rūštintis tiksis, išlietas tiksis.
So the four different types of viraha, there's purvara before meeting, and there's man, loving sulkiness, loving anger.
Man yra prieštaringas pyktis.
The third type is known as prema vaichitya.
Šis tipas tai prema vaichitya.
Prema vaichitya is when the lover and the beloved are together, but they're feeling separation.
Tai reiškia, kai mylimieji yra kartu, bet jie jaučia išsiskyrimo jausmą.
My guru Maharaj told a story in connection with this.
Prabhu Guru Maharajas ta tema papasakojo istoriją.
On one occasion, Radha and Krishna were together in a kunj near to Barsana.
Kartą Radha su Krishna buvo kunja prie Barsana.
Shrimati Radharani was sitting in Krishna's lap.
Shrimati Radharani sidėjo ant Krishna's kelių.
And Madhu Mangal, Krishna's Priya Narma Sakha, his dear companion, was with him.
Madhu Mangal, Krishna's draugas, buvo kartu su jais.
At that time, a bumblebee happened to fly by. The bumblebee is looking for some nectar. And the bumblebee saw Radharani's eyes. And thought that they were lotus flowers. So the bumblebee started flying around Radharani's eyes. And Radharani started waving her hand to make the bumblebee go away. When the bumblebee saw Radharani's lotus-like hands, he became even more eager. And then Radharani, she started
Go away. And then when the bumblebee smelled the wonderful fragrance coming from Radharani's mouth, he became even more
intoxicated.
When Madhav Mangal saw that Radharani was becoming afraid, he picked up a stick. And he very bravely chased the bumblebee away. And then Madhav Mangal very proudly said, Madhusudan is gone. That personality who is always looking for madhu or honey is Madhusudan. Madhusudan in Sanskrit is a name for a bumblebee. But Krishna is also known as
Madhusudan.
Because he's always eager to get the honey like nectar of the gopis. So when Madhav Mangal said, Madhusudan is gone, Radharani thought that he meant that Krishna was gone.
Ir kai Madhav Mangala šitą pasakė, Radharani pagalvojo, kad Krishna išėjo.
At that time, Radharani was sitting on Krishna's lap.
O tuo metu jinai sėdėjo jam ant kelių.
But she was thinking, oh, Krishna's gone.
Visi pagalvojo, o, Krishna's gone.
The kind of madness.
Biškai toksai, nu, beprotystė.
And she started feeling so much separation, she began to cry.
Ir ji pajuto tokį didelį išsiskirimo jausmą, kad pradėjo verkti.
Madhusudan is gone. Where is my Pranabalaba, my dear one, my beloved of my heart?
Madhusudanas nebėra. Kur tas mano širdies, mano mylimasis?
When Krishna saw the loving ecstasy of Radharani known as Prema Vaichitya, he also began to cry.
Ir kai Krishna pamatė Prema Vaichitya, tą meilės ekstaziją Radharani, jis taip pat pradėjo verkti.
And there they were, Radharani sitting on Krishna's lap, Krishna holding her, and both of them crying, feeling separation from
each other.
Their tears formed a small lake, which is still there today near Barsana.
Ir iš jų ašarų susiformavo nedidelis ežeras, kuris iki šių dienų yra prie Barsano.
That lake is known as Prema Sarovar. So that's the third type of separation, known as Prema
Vaichitya.
The fourth type of separation is prabhas, or separation from a distance. And sometimes when Krishna is going in the morning to go to the forest, Mother Yashoda, she decides, I'm also going to go with you.
Ir kartais, kai Krishna rytais eina ganyti karvių, motina Yashoda sako, aš eisiu kartu su tavimi.
Because Mother Yashoda can't tolerate being separated from Krishna even for a moment.
Nes motina Yashoda negali pakelti nei akimirkos atsiskyrimo su Krishna.
Meanwhile, Krishna's friends are just waiting right there for him.
O tuo metu Krishna draugai va čia pat laukia jo.
Krishna is looking over his friends and he's looking at his mother. I don't
want to
bring my mother with me. And especially he's thinking about how in a few hours from then, at noontime, he's going to go and meet Radharani at Suryakum. He definitely doesn't want his mother. It's okay, you just stay here. I'll be back very soon. But what, there's demons there in the forest? So he said, Balaram is with me, he's very powerful. So finally, Krishna convinces his mother to allow him to go to the forest. She agrees, but only on the condition that he stays with Balaram.
Jinai sutinka, bet tik tai su sąlyga, kad jis visą laiką bus su Balaramu.
And then Krishna leaves to go to the forest.
Ir tada Krishna išeina į mišką.
When Krishna leaves, Mother Yashoda and all the other residents of Vrindavan
were standing on the edge of the village, they watched Krishna leaving.
Ir kai Krishna išeina, motina Jašoda kartu su kitais Vrindavo gyventojais visi stovi ir žiūri į nueinantį Krishna.
And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes that he becomes stunned by statues.
Ir Krishna Das Goswami sako, kad jie tiesiog apstulsta su statuos.
Although their bodies are there, their minds and their hearts and their eyes have gone with Krishna.
Ir nors jų kūnai tenai, jų širdis, protas,
Krishna captured their hearts into the
Krishna.
And some accounts say that Mother Yashoda, she just stands there all day looking until Krishna returns in the evening. So that's known as prabhas, when Krishna goes away for some short distance.
Ir tai žinoma kaip praba, kai Krishna išeina kažkur tai netoli.
And those same feelings, different stories, are also exhibited by Radharani and Cowherd Boys and all the residents of Vrindavan.
Ir tokios pačios istorijos su Radharani, su piemenukais ir su Vrindavano gyventojais.
So the second type of prabhas, or separation from a distance, is known as Sudura Prabhas.
Sudura Prabhas yra antra, tokia to išsiskirimo tipo.
The Sudura Prabhas is the most intense.
Sudura Prabhas yra pats intensyviausias jausmas.
And that Sudura Prabhas, Rupa Goswami, he describes, has three different aspects.
Ir Rupa Goswami sako, kad šitas jausmas turi tris skirtingus aspektus.
Separation that hasn't yet come about, but is going to happen.
Išsiskirimas, kuris dar neįvyko, bet netrukus įvyks.
Separation that's in the act of happening.
Išsiskirimas, kuris vyksta šiuo metu.
And separation that's already taken place.
Ir išsiskirimas, kuris jau įvyko.
Is technically known as Bhavi, Bhuta, and Bhavan.
Bhavi, Bhuta, and Bhavan.
This Bhavi Sudara Prabhas,
Bhavi Sudara Prabhas,
this separation from a great distance, which hasn't yet happened, but it's in the act of happening, takes place in Braj. When Akura comes to Vrindavan, and the rumor begins to spread throughout Braj.
Ir gandas pradeda sklisti po Braju.
Krishna's leaving.
Krishna išvyksta.
And he's going to a distant place.
Ir jis į tolimą vietą.
We don't know if he'll return.
Ir nežinome, ar jis sugrįš.
The gopis begin to feel this Bhavi Sudara Prabhas.
Ir gopis pradeda jausti tą Bhavi Sudara Prabhas.
The next type is the Bhavan Sudara Prabhas, when occurs, actually, he has Krishna on the chariot, and Krishna's leaving Braj.
Ir antrasis tipas Bhavan Sudara Prabhas, kai Krishna jau sėdi, kai kur jau pasadina Krishna į vežimą, ir jau jie pakeliu iš jį.
The gopis are there with Krishna.
Gopis yra su Krishna šalia.
They're together with their feeling. Most intense feelings of separation.
Kai gopis yra kartu su joga, tai jos jaučia patį tokį stipriausią išsiskirimą jausmą.
There's one famous poet who lived about 400 years ago in Orissa. His name is Bhaktikavi Gopal Krishna.
Ir vienas yra žymus poetas, kuris maždaug prieš 400 metų gyveno Orisoje.
And he wrote a beautiful song describing this.
Jis parašė labai gražią dainą apie tai, būtent apibūdinant.
When Krishna was leaving, the gopis were speaking to him.
Kai Krishna išvažinėjo, gopis su juo kalbėjo.
Krishna, don't go.
Krishna, prašau, neišvyk.
You'll kill all of us.
Tu visas mus nužudysi, pražudysi.
We know you're just like Lord Ramachandra.
Mes žinom, tu kaip Viešpats Ramachandra.
And we've heard from Garga Muni that actually you are that same Ramachandra.
Ir mes girdėjome iš Garga Munio, kad tu iš tikrųjų renti tas pats Ramachandra.
But there's a difference between you and Ramachandra.
Bet tarp tavęs ir Ramachandra yra skirtumas.
Ramachandra, he also went to the Dandak forest.
Ramachandra taip pat išėjo į Dandako mišką.
He had his chariot driver, his name is Mantra.
Jo vairuotojas, tas vežikas buvo.
And he also went with his brother Lakshman.
Taip pat išėjo su savo broliu Lakshmanu.
Just as you're going with Balaram.
Kaip ir tu su Balarama.
But there is one difference between Lord Ramachandra and you.
Bet vienas skirtumas yra tarp tavęs ir viešpaties Ramachandra.
Lord Ramachandra took Sita with him.
Viešpats Ramachandra su savim pasiėmė Sita.
So you should take at least one gopi.
Taigi tu turėtum pasiimti bent jau vieną gopi su
savimi.
Turėdamas omenyje Raghunandhi.
And seeing that Krishna wasn't listening to them, but he was going.
Ir matydamas, kad Krishna jį neklausė ir išvyksta.
And the gopis, they said, we know you're just like Ramachandra.
Gopis pasakė, mes žinom, kad tu toks pat kaip Ramachandra.
But you're worse than Ramachandra.
Bet tu blogesnis už jį.
We heard that in your incarnation as Ramachandra, you hid behind a tree. And with no mercy, you took an arrow and you killed Bali.
Mes žinome, kad kai tu buvai inkarnavęsis kaip Ramachandra, tu tarp medžių buvai pasislėpęs ir su strėle nužudėjai, nušovė iški Balą.
And that incarnation, you killed one Bali.
Ir tu tenais nušovė vieną Balį.
But if you leave Braj now, you're going to kill thousands of Balis.
Bet jeigu dabar išvykti iš Braja,
because Bali in Sanskrit is the name of the brother of Sugriv whom Lord Ramachandra killed.
Ir Bali sanskrito kalboje yra brolis Sugrivo. Sugrivo brolis.
But Bali also means young girl.
Bet Bali taip pat reiškia jauna mergina.
So if you go, you're going to kill all of us.
Ir jeigu tai išvyksta, tai tu visas mus ir nužudys, pražudys.
So don't go.
Jau prašau, neišvyk, nepalik mus.
So this is Bhavan Sudra Prabhas. And then Krishna, he addresses the gopis. And he tells them, he makes a promise to them. Prastata tapyatir viksha swapasane yudhutamaha Santvayamma sasa premaya ayasya iti dojikai ayasya iti I'll return.
Ashtagrishu.
I'll return.
Ashtagrishu.
And then Krishna leaves.
Ashtagrishu.
And that feeling of separation the gopis have at that time is known as Bhuta Sudara Prabhas. Means that Krishna has already left. At that time, Vrindadevi began to cry. And she spoke the following. Labdha brahmena harta hari sarvari sam vinyasyata ca viraha tvamakala kutam ha gandini tanujamangara budarena vikshobita pitula gokula sadaroyam. She said, alas, by churning the great ocean a Gokul. The Mundara mountain of Akrura. Because the ocean, on one occasion, the devas and the demons, they churned the ocean, the milk ocean. They use the Mandara mountain to churn the ocean. And by churning that ocean of milk, they got Amrit nectar. And it also produced poison.
taip pat ir nuodus.
So Brinda Devi, she's giving an analogy.
Ir Brinda Devi tai naudoja kaip analogiją.
She said that Akrura has churned the ocean of Gokula.
Ir jis sako, kad Akrura, reiškia, sumaišė tą Gokulos vandenyną.
This Akrura is like the Mandara mountain.
Akrura yra kaip Mandara kalnas.
He's extracted or taken the nectar moon of Krishna.
Jisai ištraukė tą Krishnos mėnulio nektarą.
And he's created the Kalakuta poison of the Vrijbhasi's anguished separation from Krishna.
Ir jisai sukūrė tą Kalakutos nuodus išsiskyrimo. Kausmo nuodus. Vrindavano gyventi išsiskyrimas kausmo nuodus.
So Rupa Goswami, he says that Radharani was then in a dying condition.
Rupa Goswami sako, kad Radharani tuo metu buvo prie mirties.
She could neither live nor could she die.
Ji negalėjo nei gyventi, nei mirti.
Feeling such intense pangs, the separation from Krishna.
Ji jautė tokį stiprų išsiskyrimą nuo Krishna.
This is Bhuta Sudara Prabhas.
Bhuta Sudara Prabhas.
Separation from long distance has already taken place. Radharani, one day she saw a crow flying in the direction of Mathura. And she spoke to that crow, please give this message to the son of Nanda Maharaj. Vratarvaya samandali mukuta he niskamya gostadikaha sandesham vada vandanutaramamum brindavindraya me dabdum vana pasum sikidiraha burinde mar angale sandram nagara chandra bindira basad Asargala Bandhanam. Oh my dear brother Crow.
Oh
crown of all youths. After you leave Brajbhumi. Please go to Vrindavan's king
Krishna.
Offer respectful obeisances to him and speak to him the following message on my behalf. And she then tells him that message to Krishna. O moon of all amorous heroes, the flames of separation from you are now beginning to burn the animal of my life breath in the house of my body. This is a very difficult class to translate. That's why she gave it to you. She was trying to escape. So she said, but there's a bolt, a lock, that's keeping my life breath in this burning house.
Bet yra užrašas, kuris laiko tą deganti, reiškia, tą liepsną manyje.
In Vedic culture, if a grihastha's house is on fire, what is his first priority?
Vedinėje kultūroje, koks yra prioritetas, jeigu grihastų namai pradeda degti?
The first priority is to release any of the animals that may be locked up there.
Pirmiausia, reikia išleisti visus gyvūnus, kurie tenai yra.
So Radharani, she said that my body is on fire for separation from you.
Radharani pasakė, kad mano kūnas dega nuo išsiskyrimo su tavimi.
But I can't die.
Bet aš negaliu numirti.
The animal of my life breath is locked up inside.
Mano gyvybės gyvūnas, reiškia, yra
It can't get out.
Because
there's a strong bolt on the door. And what is that bolt? That was your promise, Krishna. That I'll return. So, this is a very deep subject. Rupa Goswami, he describes 10 different stages of this Sudura Prabhas. You won't be able to understand these, I'll just read them out. These are chinta, or anxiety.
Chinta arba nerima.
Then jagra, wakefulness.
Jagra yra prabudimas.
When Krishna has gone to Mathura and Dwarka, Radharani is feeling so much chinta, so much anxiety.
Kai Krishna išvyksta, Radharani jaučia tiek daug nerimo.
And as her condition gets worse, then jagra arises, she can no longer sleep.
Ir kai, reiškia, ta jos būsena intensyvėja, jinai jau nebegali miegoti.
The third state is known as udvega, or agitation.
Udvega yra trečioji ta stadija, kuri susijaudinimas.
Radharani can't stop moving, she's completely disturbed and agitated in separation from Krishna. The fourth state is known as Panavam. Radharani stopped eating. And her body becomes very thin. And from that stage comes the fifth stage, known as Malinangata, where she doesn't take bath. And then the sixth stage is known as Palap. Mad talks. And we see this in the Brahmara Geet when Radharani is having mad talks with the bumblebee. The seventh stage of Sudura Prabhas is known as Vyadhir, or sickness.
Septintoji stadija, tai yra lyga, jau.
Lalita, she writes a letter to Krishna. My Pranasaki, she's very sick. Krishna, I can't say what will happen if you don't return.
Lalita parašo Krishnai laišką. Jinai labai serga. Nežinau, kas nutiks, jeigu tu negrįši.
The eighth stage is known as Unmada. Madness.
Aštuntoji stadija, tai Unmada, tai beprotybė.
And that stage, Radharani sees Krishna everywhere. But he's not there. Then the ninth stage is moha, or illusion. Radharani doesn't know what's real and what's not real. Food is such intense pangs of separation. Then the final stage of Sudura Prabhas. It's known as Mrityu.
Mrityu.
The death.
Mrityu.
And my spiritual master, he described this. There is a song in the song. It's in this book, this song. Page 31. Saki hai chamura te pitule
Mandi mein
called for all of her girl companions. And she said, take me immediately to the bank of
Jamuna.
Put me there underneath the Kalikadamba tree. Because at this end of my life, the Jamuna and the Kalikadamba tree are my two greatest friends. Why? Because it was there on the bank of the Jamuna, under that Kalikadamba tree, that Radharani would meet with Krishna. So Radharani, she told them, take some mud from the Jamuna and smear it all over my body. Then all over my body, you write Sham, Sham, Sham. In the name of Krishna. And then, since Abhinatha Nama Namino, Krishna is not different from his name, you take some Tulsi Manjaris and put them on those names we've written. Amare Bhisana Kori Bholo Sabi Huri Huri. And then all of you should sit around me in a circle. And together you should all call out, Hari Hari
Hari
Hari
Hari
Hari
Hari
Hari. And Radharani said, I'll leave my body. So these 10 different states of Sudhara Prabhas are known as Dasa Dasa. The last of which culminates in death. This is the nature of separation. And Rupa Goswami, he's described that. Excuse me, Sanatana Goswami is described.
Sanatana Goswami.
Devana Vachir Yamanam Rita Bhavit Sathatara Pyagni Sikeva Yadmudam Visham Chapiyusham Aho Sudha Visham Mithi Sukham Jeevanam Arthi Vaibhavam. This is the nature of this love and separation. Davana Vachir Yamanam Rita Bhavit, that the a forest fire of flames seems like the cool nectarian waters of the Jamuna. And the Jamuna's cool waters seem as hot as a terrible fire. Visham chapiyusham maho sura visham. Poison becomes like nectar, and nectar becomes like poison. Mithi sukham jivanam arti vaibhavam. Death becomes happiness, and life becomes a torture.
Mirtis tampa laime, o gyvenimas tampa kancha.
This is the verse I was telling you about, Krishna. So this is Srimati Radharani's situation. Now this is a very, very high, very inconceivable subject matter. What relevance does it have for us? It has a very practical relevance. Krishna promises in Gita, I always reciprocate with my devotees. However they approach me, I always reciprocate. This is Krishna's solemn vow. But Krishna said, the gopis broke my promise. Napariham nidavadya samyujam susaru kutyam vibhudhaya sattva yamabhajam dujaya geha shunpalai samvichaya tagya pratyatu sadhana. Krishna spoke this to the gopis. I don't know how to repay your love. I'm defeated. Everyone else, I know what I can do for them. Prabhuji wants a red bicycle. Hari Bolananda Prabhu wants a nice wife. So Krishna said, there's no problem, I can arrange all this. But the gopis' love for Krishna is spotless.
Bet gopių meilė Krishna yra be jokios dėmelės, nu visiškai tikra.
They don't want anything for themselves.
Jos nieko nenori sau.
How can Krishna reciprocate with such intense love?
Kaip Krishna gali atsakyti į tokią intensyvę, tokią stiprią meilę?
Krishna saw that the love of the gopis was very crooked and unexplainable.
Krishna matė, kad gopių meilė yra labai tokia.
The gopis' love was full of great contradictions. When Krishna was with Radharani, there by Barsana, Radharani's feeling separation from him, prema vaichitya.
Kai Krishna buvo su Radharani, tuo metu, jinai jautė išsiskyrimo jausmą.
But then when Krishna left them during the Ras Lila, the gopis, in their madness of separation, they were feeling union with Krishna.
Bet kai jisai per Rasa Lila jas paliko, o gopis, kai pamišė jos, jautė į sąjungą, susijungimą su juo.
Krishna, this is such an unexplainable thing. Krishna couldn't even understand it.
Krishna, sako, čia toks nepaaiškinimas dalykas, negalėjo suprasti visiškai to.
When I'm with them, they feel separation.
Kai aš su jomis, jos jaučia įsiskyrimą.
When I'm away from them, they feel union. And such intense feelings of separation. Culminating in death. When death feels like life, and life feels like torture. Krishna's promise, yegatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyam, all reciprocate.
Krishna prisiekė, prižadė, aš atsakysiu.
But how can he reciprocate with this?
Bet kaip jis gali tai atsakyti?
He didn't have the money, the wealth to repay it.
Jis neturėjo tokio turto, tiek pinigų, kad atsimokėtų už tai.
So what could he do?
Ir ką jis galėjo daryti?
The wealth to repay this debt was only found with one bank.
Ir kad visas turtas, visą tą turtą, su kuriuo galima atsimokėti, buvo galima rasti viename, vienoje vietoje.
It's not the Bank of Lithuania or some Swiss bank.
Banką, taip vadinama, bet ne Lietuvos banką, ne Šveicarijos banką.
It's the bank of Shrimati Radharani.
Tai Shrimati Radharani banką.
So Krishna, he had to repay his debt.
Krishna turėjo išmokėti savo skolą.
He didn't have enough money to repay it.
Jis neturėjo pakankamai pinigų.
That wealth was only with one person.
Tas visas turtas buvo su vienu žmogumi.
So what could he do?
Ir ką jis galėjo daryti?
So Krishna, he approached Radharani, you please, give me your bhav, Radhika.
Ir jis kreipėsi į Radharani, prašau Radhika, suteik savo bhav.
Give me your ecstasy, give me your love. But Radharani, she became very shy. What do you want with the love of this crazy woman?
pamišusios moters meilės.
Pagalini Radha? Mad Radharani?
Išprotėjusios pamišusios Radharani.
So, if you have a great debt, and you go to the bank, and they won't give you any money.
Jeigu turite didelę skolą, nuėmėte į banką, bet jie neduoda jums pinigų.
But you have to repay that debt.
Bet jums reikia grąžinti tą skolą.
Then what do you do?
Ką tada darytumėte?
You have to steal.
Tada reikia
duoti. So Krishna, he is a very famous thief.
Ir Krishna yra labai žymus thief.
He's a young boy, he's on his makan chor. He's always stealing the butter from the
business.
He steals the blackish, bluish color from the rain clouds. He steals the sins from those persons who surrender to him. He stole the clothes of the gopis. And Rupa Goswami describes Kutruki Yasa Stomam Hritva, that Krishna entered into Radharani's heart and stole her
love.
Because if you have a debt that you must repay, but you don't have the money to repay it, neither can you borrow that money, then the only hope you have is by stealing. So Krishna entered into the heart of Madanakya Mahabhava Mayi Radha and stole her love. But when he entered into Radharani's heart and stole that love, an astonishing thing happened. Suddenly, Vrindavan Dham disappeared. The Jamuna disappeared. And instead of the Jamuna, there was the Ganga. And instead of Vrindavan, there was Navadvipa. And Krishna no longer had a blackish complexion.
Ir Krishna jau buvo nebe tamsios judos spalvos.
Suddenly he had a golden complexion.
Taigi jis pasidarė auksinė spalva.
His flute was gone.
Jo fleita dingo.
And instead of the flute,
fleita,
he had a danga.
Atrodo danga.
The poet Balaram Das says some about this.
Balaram Das poeta.
I'll sing a line and you can respond by chanting Hare Krishna. Chuda, previously his hair, his beautiful hair, was tied in a top knot.
Balaram Das dainuoja, kad anksčiau jo plaukai buvo gražiai susukti viršugalvyje.
But Avi Keshahina, now he has no hair.
Bet dabar jisai visiškai be plaukų.
Nata Varavesha Chari, giving up his wonderful colorful garments as the greatest dancer, the dancer of Braj. Hari La Kopina. Now he wears a sannyasi's kopin. Gabi Dohana Bhanda. Previously, he carried a pot for milking the cows. Karanga Dharila. Now he carries a sannyasi's water pot. Gorasei Anusari. Now he has a fair complexion. Tretaye Dharila Dhanu. In Treta Yuga he carried a bow. Dwarapayeti Vamsi. In Dwarapayuga Yuga he carried a flute. Kali Yuga Dandadhari. In Kali Yuga he carries a sannyasi's danda. Balarama Kahisuna Nadia Nivasi. Balaram Das says, "Oh, residents of Nadia, please hear me." Balarama Avaduta Kanai Sannyasi. Balaram, little Balaram, has become an Avadut, Nityananda. There he is. And Krishna has become a sannyasi. How could Krishna repay his debt to Radharani? First of all, he had to get the wealth. But then what is he going to do with it? How is he going to repay his debt to Radharani? The nature of Krishna's debt to Radharani was he was in debt to her for the bhajan that she performed. So the only way that Krishna could repay her is if he himself took up that same bhajan. Radharani and the gopis, they gave up everything. They ran in the dead of night to find Krishna. Vinay asked, "What is the necessity of the son of Mother Sachi to take sannyas?" We don't like to think of him as a sannyasi. We don't worship him as a sannyasi. We worship him with hair, just as a grihastha. It brings so much pain to our hearts to think of him as a renunciate with a shaved head. What was the necessity of him taking sannyas? And in that regard, an even deeper question arises. Not just why did he do that, but how could he do that? We love to sing, "Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari."
Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari.
All glories to the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. Don't think that Sachi Mata is some common, ordinary person. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described the position of Mother Sachi. Mahaprabhu was leaving home to go to Katwa to take sannyas from Keshava Bharati, he said these words to his mother. He said that I've taken birth twice to start the Sankirtan movement.
Jis pasakė savo mamai, kad aš du kartus gimiau, kad pradėčiau Sankirtano judėjimą.
Both times I'm your son and you're my mother.
Ir abu kartus aš tavo sūnus, tu mano motina.
He said to her that you're the earth goddess.
Jis pasakė jai, kad tu esi žemės deivė.
And therefore you're the mother of my deity form.
Ir dėl to esi mano dievybės formos motina.
And you are the tongues of all the living entities.
Ir tu esi visų gyvų būtybių liežuvis.
And therefore, you're the mother of my form as the holy name.
Ir dėl to tu esi motinos forma kaip šventas vardas.
Murari Gupta is described Mother Sachi as.
Murari Gupta apibūdino motiną Sachi kaip.
Sakshat Bhakti Sarupani. Personification of
bhakti.
So the question is not why did he leave Mother Sachi? The question is how did he leave Mother
Sachi?
The devotees have prayed to Krishna.
Jahan hoy te apanar marwar hoy sei bhala gopal ke chaya hoy yaar hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare hare
Arjuna Krishna you're conquered by love
yeva krishna tum nugalema vadaya
you're defeated by love. This is a great secret. A secret the people of this world don't understand. Krishna tells Prahlad Maharaj in Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya. Sada mukto pi badhosmi bhaktina sneha rajubi ajito pi dodito aham tarvaso pi vasikritam. Although I'm famous as Mukunda, the giver of liberation to all, and although Saddam Uptopi, I'm always liberated, Badhosi, I become bound up. Bound up by the love of my devotees. Mother Sachi, Mother Yashoda, she bound Krishna up with ropes. But those were the ropes of love. So the question is not just why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leave such a mata. How could he leave her? Don't think her love is something poor or something second class. Nija guru karya toma prema rastadam anusangi prema moye koyu tribhuvan. That there was an inner reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas.
Buvo vidinė priežastis, dėl to Čaitanya Mahaprabhu ėmė sanyasą.
And the sanyas, oneka rahasya katha kahive tahate, Lochandas Thakur describes Chaitanya Mangal.
Chaitanya Mangal yra aprašoma.
It's oneka rahasya katha, it's a very, very confidential subject.
Tai labai labai paslaptinga tema.
The only way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could leave Navadvipa was if there was a superior force that was pulling him away. That superior force was the love of Srimati Radharani. Krishna had a debt to the gopis. to repay that debt, the first thing he did was to enter into Radharani's heart to steal her love. And there he is, Radha-Bhava Dyuti Subhavitam Yami Krishna Sarupa, covered in Radharani's emotions and Radharani's complexion. But it wasn't enough just to get that wealth, he had to spend it somehow. Radharani and the gopis, they ran in the dead of night. They left their homes and their families. They ran to Krishna when he was playing on his flute at Vamsivat. When Krishna wanted to repay his debt to the gopis, he also had to leave his home. He also had to run. And that's the secret of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas lila. As Krishna, he couldn't repay their debt, his debt to them. Krishna, he describes the nature of love in the Bhagavad Gita.
Vyavasayatmika
buddhi ekeha kuru nandana. That those persons on this path, they're one-pointed. The gopis are one-pointed. They don't want to see Krishna even with Mother Yashoda. They don't want to see him even with the cowherd boys. They just want to see him with Srimati Radharani. They're one-pointed. But Bahu Saka Yanantasya Buriyavya Visayinam. Krishna says those persons who are irresolute, they're Bahu Saka, they're multi-branched. Krishna was Bahusaka. Because he reciprocates with the love of all the different devotees and all the different rasas. So for him to repay their debt, his debt to the gopis, he had to become Vyavasayatmika Buhi, one-pointed. And that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he stole Radharani's love and he became like a golden doll. But that wasn't enough. He had to leave his home and take sannyas. But that also wasn't enough. Yamabhajam durjayagiha shrinkalai. Krishna said, Napari ham naragati samyajam. I can't repay you to the gopis. Yamabhajam durjayagiha shrinkalai. Let your own bhajan be your glory. So to repay his debt to the gopis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to do his own bhajan. He began to do the bhajan of the gopis. Some people, they say that it's nice that you people are chanting Hare Krishna. That's very good. But I know something better. If you chant Radharani's name, it's better. Or sometimes they say if you chant Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, it's better. So then what are we doing here? Once some disciples approached Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur when he was visiting Radhakund. They said, Guru Maharaj, you know, you have one disciple who's staying here now at Radhakund.
jie pasakė, kur Maharadžiai, čia yra vienas mokinys.
And this disciple is very advanced. He doesn't even chant Krishna's name anymore. Now he's just wandering around Radhakund and chanting, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said, oh, that's very impressive. He said, do you know what will happen if you go around and you chant Radhe, Radhe,
okay?
And he quoted some verses from Bhagavad Purana. Radhe devam cha samsvidha rakaro dhana vachakaha dhanivanam cha tadhatri tena radha prakirtita. The name of Radha is completely perfect. The syllable Ra denotes dana, bestowal of a gift. And the syllable Ta indicates liberation. Thus she who mercifully bestows liberation in the eternal kingdom of painlessness is called Radha. Rasa dotcharanareva spito bhavati madhavaha dasa dotcharita pascha dhavatyeva sasambramaha. An amazing thing happens. If you chant the two syllables Radha, as soon as you chant the first syllable Ra, Krishna becomes completely ecstatic. He hears that. Oh. And then when you chant the syllable Da, Krishna begins running after that person. Krishna becomes completely ecstatic. If someone chants the name of Radha, Krishna will personally go running after that person. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswami said, that's very nice, but we have a better program. If you chant the name of Radha, Krishna will come running after you. But we chant the name of Krishna. And Radharani comes running after you. Shimati Radharani ki
jai!
So what is the bhajan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why is it that our acharyas haven't told us to chant Gauranam on our beads? Why do we chant Krishna Nam? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed us. This verse from Chaitanya Bhagava, Mahaprabhu says,
Bhagava,
if you really love me, you follow my instructions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't chant any other name but Krishna's name. Why? It has a purport. Because he needs some money. He needs our help. He has a big debt to repay. He stole that bhava from Radharani. And now part of his debt is he has to get everyone else to chant.
ir jo kovos dalis tai yra, kad jis turi priversti visus kitus kartuoti.
There's also a deeper meaning. Radha, Baba, Bhuti, Subhavitam, and Krishna Sarupam. Krishna Sarupam, Goswami describes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But he's in the mood of Radharani. Radharani is not very happy if you come to her and you say, Radhe, 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 Radhe. If we decide we're going to have a nice Vyas Puja festival for Srila Prabhupada. And because Haribol Ananda Prabhu is such a nice devotee and he's so dear to Srila Prabhupada. We decide that for this festival we're going to put posters of Haribol Ananda Prabhu all over the room. And in the kirtan we're going to go Haribol Ananda Das, Haribol Ananda Das, Haribol Ananda Das. Would he be happy? Srila Prabhupada might be, I don't know. Haribol Ananda Prabhu is very dear to him. But I don't know Srila Prabhupada, but I know Haribol Ananda Prabhu. I don't think he'll be happy. No, Prince is not. Very unhappy. Very unhappy. So Radharani is not pleased when we chant her name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not, doesn't get pleasure when he hears his own name being chanted. But when he hears Krishna's name being chanted, he becomes completely ecstatic. And we're helping him to repay his debt. How can he repay the debt of someone who loves him so much that she told her companions, take me to the bank of the Jamuna, I'm going to die there. How can he repay his debt to that greatest devotee who requested that then at the end of my life he smear the mud of the Jamuna all over my body?
Paprašė, kad gyvenimo pabaigoje visą kūną ištepti Jamuno purvu.
Write Krishna's names on in that mud.
Ir tame purve įrašytų Krishna's vardus.
How can he repay his debt to someone who has such intense love that the last request is all of my companions, all of my gopi companions, sit around me and chant, Hari! Hari! Hari!
Hari! Hari!
Hari! Hari!
Kaip jis gali atsimokėti tai, kuri sako, kad prašo visų savo draugių palidorų, kad jie sėdėtų aplink ir visą šauktų harį. Kaip jis gali gražinti tokį
skolą?
Jis ir pats turi numirti.
And that death that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experiences is his sannyas.
Ir ta mirtis Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kurią patiria, tai yra jo sannyas.
And to repay his debt to Radha, just as Radharani had her Sakhi companions surround her and chant Krishna's names, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounds himself with his companions and instructs them to chant Krishna's names.
Taip ir šį Čaitanya Mahaprabhu yra savo palidovo apsitie ir prašo, kad jie kartu šventus vardus.
This is where we come in.
Ir čia jau mūsų eilė.
This is the kirtan of our sampradaya.
Tai yra mūsų sampradajos kirtan.
For all of our principal acharyas are described as being Sakhi Manjaris, gopis.
Mūsų
pagrindiniai, who come in the form of men.
Mūsų pagrindiniai ašarės yra gopi, kaip gopės, tai jos atėjo kaip vyrų forma, vyriška forma.
And they're helping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to repay his debt to Radharani.
Ir jie padeda Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grąžinti skolą Radharani.
They're doing this Krishna kirtan.
Atlikdami šitą Krishna kirtan.
And we have some small, insignificant part in that drama also.
Ir mes šitoje dramoje atveidėjome tokią labai nežinę.
Well, we're also taking this Ramanama Ladua. The name of Ram is like a Ladu. Krishna Nama. The name of Krishna, which is like
Ghee.
The Hari Nama Kanda Kira, the name of Lord Hari, which is just like wonderful sweet rice. Gori Gori, we mix them all together. And in this wonderful party of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we're all drinking and getting intoxicated in that beverage. That's the kirtan of our sampradaya. And the secret behind this Premanam Sankirtan. So I don't know how much of all these things I already could understand. Really postgraduate subject matter. But I hope that you get a little inspiration from this to continue your chanting of Hare Krishna. Now you understand something maybe of the reason why we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
это прежде всего которое Hare Krishna Mantra.
Supreme Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hare Ke
Jai
Prabhupada Ke
Jai
Premanandi
Devo
Jai. So this also was an answer to Mother Devaki's question. Is your question answered, okay? Do you have any complaints? Any corrections, anything? So, Krishna Puni and I are going to leave on Friday morning very early. And I think tomorrow morning we'll come again and we'll do a class, we'll do our last class for the whole day. I just want to thank all of you very much. I'll tell all of you a little secret. Sometimes people, they glorify the speaker.
Oh,
Prabhuji, it was such a nice class, you did so good, this and this. But you should know that for Harikatha to take place, three elements are required. There has to be a speaker. That's been me for the last few days, I'm here to be a speaker. There has to be some listeners. That's been all of you. And there has to be some Krishna Katha. That's what we've been speaking about the last few days. So now, a question arises, which is more important, a qualified speaker or a qualified listener? Generally, when we ask this question, the devotees say the speaker should be qualified. That's the most important. But if we consider it in an impartial way, we can understand that actually the listeners are more important. I'll give you an example. You may have the most qualified speaker, but if the audience is not receptive, then nothing will come out. Once Srila Prabhupada went to France. The devotees had arranged a program for him with a bunch of hippies and college students. And the program began with kirtan, and all the students and hippies were dancing. And then they announced that Srila Prabhupada was going to speak. They had a very nice big Vyasasan on stage for Prabhupada. When Prabhupada sat down on the Vyasasan, the students and hippies became angry. They started shouting bad things at Srila Prabhupada. Who do you think you are sitting on such a big seat? It was speaking French. Probably couldn't understand. He asked one of his disciples, what are they saying? He said, well, Prabhupada, saying like this. And Prabhupada, he said, then we won't have any class. You just be kirtan. So he's the most qualified speaker. But the listeners, because they weren't qualified, nothing came out. On the other hand, Mataji knows this. Every book distributor knows that so we may be very unqualified. But sometimes when you're telling someone something about Krishna, if they're very sincere, astonishing things come out of your mouth. You're surprised yourself.
kai ir esate labai nuoširdus, tada gali labai stulbinantys dalykai tiesiog pasigirsti iš jūsų lūpų.
So in this way we can understand that between these two, the speaker and the listener, of the two, the audience, the listeners, are more important than the speaker.
Ta prasme, žiūrint, tai iš tų dviejų, iš tikrųjų klausytojai, auditorija svarbesnė negu kalbėtojai.
So we wanted to have some Krishna Pitamrita Sangha, some association by hearing Krishna Pitam.
Mes norėjome tokio bendravimo, kad kalbėtume apie Krishna.
And the only way that that has happened, some words have come through my desert-like mouth.
Ir kai kurie iškeltam, kad įvykime, kažkokie žodžiai išėjo iš mano tokios ištausėjusios burnos.
Krishna Das Tavis Goswami says that the words coming out of my mouth, that my tongue is like a cow. My mouth is like a dry desert. This is what I pray to all the Vaishnavas who are listening. And their ears are full of nectar. But they may nourish this cow of mine.
Kad jie pamaitintų tą mano karvę.
So all of you have done that for us. Thank you very much.
Ir jūs visi tą darėte mums. Labai dėkoju už
tai. Yes, we've had a very nice time being with you.
Ir mes tikrai nuostabiai praleidome laiką.
This has been some Vaishnava song.
Ir turėjom Vaishnava song.
Vamsa kalbė dvigus čia. Shila Babu Bharate, Veda Bhakta Vindake, Prema Nande,
Vimo!
Yes, Mahanabha, yes!
Krishna Kun has magazines if anybody wants.
Krishna Kun turi žurnalai, jeigu kas nors dar norite įsigyti, jie kainuoja 15 litų arba daugiau galite komfortą tikrai mūsų.
But if anybody has any questions or comments about the subject matters we've spoken the last 3 nights, please say something now.
Ir jeigu kažkas tai turite klausimų tomis temomis, kurias dabar kalbėjome paskutinius 3 vakarus, tai prašome užduoti juos dabar.
We generally don't speak on these topics.
Paprastai mes šiomis temomis nešnekame.
They're high subject matters.
Tai labai aukšto lygio temos.
And really genuinely they're way more than I can digest.
Ir jos tikrai yra daug aukštesnės negu kad aš sugebu suvokti.
But I want to do this in service for all of you. I thought you might have some pleasure.
Bet aš norėjau pasitarnauti jums ir aš tikiuosi, kad
jis
buvo So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the mood of Radharani. So should we also be in the mood of Radharani?
No.
Yes.
That's nonsense.
Yes,
we can't imitate Radharani.
And Radharani is a music of Radharani.
We want something better.
And so
we want to be servants of the servants of the servants of the servants of Radharani. Gopi Bharata Rupa the Kamalaya Dasa Dasa Dasa. Anything else?
Šiandien ryte norėjau paklausti dr. Mišo, jūs minėjote apie galistingumą, tą jausmą, kada mes pamaktuojam žmonėms, tai tai iš kur tas ateina karštingumas ir kaip jį galima sustabdyti, gauti kažką.
Talking about the sense of sympathy that you feel when you have compassion when you preach. So where does this compassion come from? How do we can we develop it?
This sense of compassion is very closely linked up with our own feelings of humility. As long as we think of ourselves as being very, very important, big persons, you can't really feel compassion in others. You just look down and I'll do them a favor. But when you really feel yourself really fallen in love, and you understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the Guru Maharaj, they want me to help these people.
Ir jeigu suprasite, kad šį kitanį mano prabūt, viešpas Nityananda prabūt ir mano guru Maharaj, noriu, kad aš padėčiau tiems
žmonėms.
Neturiu pats kvalifikacijos, kad tą
padaryčiau.
Bet aš noriu, reiškia, patenkinti juos.
We begin to think like that, then we can also develop some compassion.
Jeigu taip galvosime, tada iš tikrųjų būsime ir užuojautą.
And it'll be appropriate compassion. Compassion free from the bad smell of pride. And we can cultivate that. As Sanatana Goswami says, we can cultivate humility with our body, mind, and words, so also we can cultivate compassion with our body, mind, and words.
Savo kūnų, protų ir žodžius mes galime išsiugdyti nuolankumą. Tai lygiai taip pat kūnų, protų ir žodžius mes galime išsiugdyti ir atjautą.
We discussed that before. We develop compassion with our body by giving someone a book.
Mes jau kalbėjome apie tai, kad kūno atjautą galima išsiugdyti.
Give them some prasadam.
Prasadam.
Maybe they won't take a book of prasadam. Maybe they don't like the devotees. But then maybe you can serve them with your body. If they're an old lady, you can help her walk across the street. And by doing that, they'll think, oh, this Hare Krishna is actually quite nice. And his spiritual life will begin. You can develop compassion with your words by speaking to people about Krishna. By not glorifying yourself, but glorifying others. And you can develop compassion for others with your mind by always thinking about their good qualities and how, what a terrible, sad situation they're in.
Ir protų ugdyti atjautą, tai galvoti apie kitų geras savybės ir apie tai, kad jie yra labai tokioje liūdnoje padėtyje.
And how there's no hope for them.
Ir kaip jie neturi jokios vilties.
If they don't get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, what will happen?
Jeigu jie negaus viešpaties Nityanandos malonės, tai kaip jiems padėt gali?
Who am I? I have no strength to give them anything.
Kas aš toksai, aš neturiu pakankamai
stiprybės, kad būtų kažką.
Ir tada mes širdyje pradedame verkti. Prašau, Nityananda Prabhu, prašau, panaudok mane kaip savo instrumentą.
And we cry like that. You'll definitely develop compassion. And wonderful things will happen. Okay. Anything else you can?
That's okay.
What is it?
I think I must do show to the last part to the house. It's a pretty moment. jūsų tokį labai didelį tikėjimą ir nebijoju, kad visi čia esant taip pat tą jaučia. Ir tai noriu malonybę pasiūlyti svečią tą su prabu ir su radu kūnu, Krišna kūnu.
Like today, the topic with separation, I also feel a huge separation. I think everybody feels a huge sense of separation because you are leaving and we want to thank you and to ask you to come back here together with Mataji and tell, like, share your experiences and your realization with us.
Yeah. That was a lot to me, so we look forward to your coming back.
My experience with traveling is that if you want to go somewhere, you have to have a visa, you have to have permission.
Tokia patirtis mano kelionėms, kad jeigu nori kur nors keliauti, tai turi turėti vizą.
The Lithuanian government is not so hard, it's not so hard for us to come in the country. But to come in this association is more difficult. We need a visa from the hearts of all the devotees.
If
you get us that visa, maybe we'll be able to come back again. Yes, in Bhaktachi Maharaj is blessing. And Krishna Katapagu, who is very kindly brought us here. Okay, anything else this time? Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Advaita Bhaktavinda ki
jai,
Gopremanande
evo.
Please give us these songbooks back. We're going to Ukraine in a couple of days and we're leaving now.